Today's Noon News is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 60 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and former Trump fixer Michael Cohen testifying in the hush money trial detailing payments he made to Stormy Daniels, he says, to keep Trump's alleged affair quiet ahead of the 2016 election. Cohen claiming he was reimbursed by Trump. ABC's John Santucci has more about Cohen's testimony and a phone call he said he had with Trump after federal authorities began investigating Cohen.
He said he had a conversation with Trump, and according to Michael Cohen, Donald Trump said to me, "Don't worry, I'm president of the United States. There's nothing here. Everything's going to be okay. Stay tough. You're going to be okay." Cohen testifies, "I wanted some reassurances that Mr. Trump had my back, especially as this dealt with issues that related to him."
President Biden today announcing that the U.S. will impose a 100% tariff on Chinese electric vehicles to protect U.S. automakers. Airlines joining in a lawsuit against the Transportation Department's new rules requiring airlines to disclose baggage and other hidden fees. This is ABC News. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating Waymo, the Google-related self-driving car company.
The investigation comes after 22 reported incidents involving Waymo vehicles, including 17 collisions. NHTSA says it's looking into, among other things, how well the software can respond to traffic safety control devices, such as traffic cones. NHTSA's Office of Defects Investigation says this is a preliminary investigation, which they generally try to resolve within 8 months. Last week, Waymo announced it's now doing 50,000 driverless trips every week. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The agency is also investigating the self-driving car wings of Amazon and General Motors. Violent storms, including a possible tornado, have killed at least two people in Louisiana. Homes there damaged and thousands left without power. To the north, a funnel cloud was spotted in Branson, Missouri. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect, whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services. One call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 60 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for more sunshine in the north to northwest part of the area, a touch breezy with highs in the upper 60s and east-northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with a low of 42. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 71. Currently in Richland Center, we have northerly winds 2 to 3 miles per hour, and it's 60 degrees.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and a approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available in financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Good afternoon. It is 60 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland School Board made financial decisions at last night's board meeting to move forward with capital improvements. Kevin Mullen of Baird Public Finance presented a plan to sell bonds related to the upgrades approved through the referendum passed last month. Prior to the current market, only five periods in the past 33 years of reliable municipal market data have there been periods that consisted of a market condition when the federal funds rate was higher than the cost of borrowing at the 20-year AAA municipal benchmark. Although interest rates on long-term borrowings are up over the past few years, there is the ability to earn at a rate subject to IRS restriction above the cost of borrowing. The goals of a financing plan are the debt referendum target of $1.10 to minimize the total interest cost and interest rate risk and to maximize investment earnings. Mullen suggested getting a bond rating through Moody's. The district is currently rated A1 by Moody's. The goal is to maintain A1 or better. He suggested two phases. Phase one would be $15 million in general obligation promissory notes and to begin investing funds early, maximizing investment earnings, and to maximize pricing flexibility for market access. Phase two would be general obligation promissory notes. This would be done by issuing the remaining referendum authority for borrowing planned in early 2025. This would provide flexibility in timing and debt payment levy targets. The board approved the establishment of an escrow account. To do so, the board authorized the officers of the district to enter into an escrow agreement with Associated Trust Company, National Association of Green Bay, as the escrow agent. To transfer and deposit the funds into the escrow account in an amount sufficient together with earnings to provide for the payment of the defeased obligations Concurrently with the execution of the escrow agreement and the use, investment, and disbursement of the escrow agent provided by the escrow agreement. This move also approves the retention of Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated to provide general consulting services in connection with the transaction, Quarles & Brady LLP to provide limited special counsel legal services for the transaction, and Causey, Denkin and Moore PC to provide mathematical verification and related services. The defeased obligations are called for redemption on March 1, 2026. Business officer John Bosworth stated that this approval will save the district around $700,000. For the past several years, the Richland School District has employed a food service director as well as several food service cooks and servers for the school year, while paying additional hours for summer. The director was paid an annual salary based on 210 days of work, while the cooks and servers were paid hourly wages. Since the pandemic, the summer food service options have changed, and the district is now able to offer meal pickup by families. This has proved to be beneficial to the community, and over 500 daily meals are prepared. This benefit to the community has come with additional hours needed by the food service department. The administration proposed to alter three positions from term employees to full-time employees working all year. Based on 2024-25 budget projections, the anticipated spending total would be $182,034 on three employee positions with wages, benefits, and benefits included. In addition, anticipated spending of an additional $27,461 this summer will cover the summer food service program salaries and wages. This is a combined total for the year of $209,495. The proposal would result in an anticipated total cost of $226,884 or an additional $17,389 for the year. The proposal also includes the elimination of two food service positions, one at the primary school and one at the high school, as well as the reduction in hours of a third position at the intermediate school. The elimination of two positions and the reduction of hours of a third would be a savings of $50,353 for the year. All of the changes proposed would result in a net savings of $32,964 for the year. The Richland School Board unanimously approved the proposal. District Administrator Steve Board reported that the health insurance has been renegotiated from 1% increase to a 0% increase, a savings of just over $30,000. Board also presented the district offenses for the third quarter. The number of offenses has increased each quarter, but primary principal Amy Hardy says while the numbers are high, they have a number of exemplary students and that the upticks are offenses repeated by students who are struggling. And Dr. Sherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Assessment, reported that some staff were using Google Classroom while others used Schoolology. Parents and students stated that it became an issue when one class used one learning management system while another was using another system. After getting input, it was decided to have everyone use Schoolology as the only learning management system in the district. Governor Tony Evers is once again suing the Wisconsin State Legislature. The governor is making the move over what he calls a refusal to release a critical investment aimed at improving K-12 student literacy. According to Evers, the move comes as Republican lawmakers on the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance are refusing to release nearly $200 million in already approved investments, including nearly $50 million to help improve K-12 student reading outcomes. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans blame Evers for critical funding not being released. Republican legislators concluded legislative business for the 2024 calendar year in March, but the state Senate has scheduled a session today to override several of Evers' vetoes. Those include a bill Evers vetoed that would have allowed for allocation of $125 million in funding for PFAS remediation. At the Capitol Monday, State Senator Howard Markline said that it is an important issue for Republicans.
In the legislature, Joint Finance Committee, we understood how important the issue was. We increased that funding to $125 million. Clearly, this is an important issue for us, and we're committed to getting this money out the door.
Senate Republicans have two-thirds majority needed to override vetoes and will also act to release $15 million in grants for Chippewa Valley hospitals and several other bills Evers vetoed. It's unclear when or if the Assembly will act. Republicans in that chamber are two votes short of what they need to override. Ballot drop boxes may be back in Wisconsin elections. 4-3 liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court appears willing to overturn a ruling restricting their use. That decision was handed down in 2022 when conservative justices held a 4-3 majority on the court. That ruling allowed for the boxes to only be located in clerks' offices. The Wisconsin Elections Commission approved their expanded use during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. During oral arguments Monday in a suit filed to challenge the original ruling, liberal justices seemed inclined to believe a mistake was made. They said state law is silent on specifics about drop boxes and dismissed claims that the boxes had led to fraud. Mike Gallagher has a new job with a Wisconsin venture capital firm. Green Bay-based Titletown Tech names Gallagher as a senior strategic advisor less than a month after his early departure from Congress, where he'd represented Wisconsin's 8th district since 2017. The Green Bay Packers and Microsoft launched Titletown Tech in 2019. Since then, the firm has raised $95 million to invest in early-stage startups with high growth potential. Gallagher said in a statement that he'd contribute to Titletown's goal of transforming Wisconsin into a hub of technological innovation. Federal investigators are looking into a small community in northwest Wisconsin for a possible violation of the Voting Rights Act. The town of Thornapple in Rusk County switched to all paper ballots last year. Federal law requires at least one machine for voters with disabilities. A complaint has been filed with Wisconsin Elections Commission. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week that a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. Wisconsin is ranked 5th among states with the highest hospital prices, according to the RAND Corporation's 5th update to its National Hospital Price Transparency Study. To summarize hospital prices and make them easier to interpret, the study uses Medicare reimbursement amounts as a benchmark. In 2022, the relative prices that Wisconsinites paid for hospital services averaged 318% of what Medicare, the government-backed health insurance plan for people mostly 65 or older, would have paid for the same services. Across all states, the average prices were 257% of Medicare. The relative prices in nearby states highlight the disparities seen in the study. For instance, relative hospital prices in Michigan at 192% and Iowa at 185% were much lower than Wisconsin, Indiana at 297%, and Minnesota at 238%. RAND is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, and committed to the public interest. Fewer people are signing up to serve in the military. Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is operating at 90% strength, which is considered low. Data shows a sharp drop in new recruits in the last 20 years. Only about half as many people signed up to serve last year compared to 2004. Pro-Palestinian protesters at UW-Milwaukee expect to meet with the UWM Foundation on today. Student organizers say that meeting is meant to achieve disclosure of UWM investments in and connections to Israel and eventual divestment. The meeting is the result of an agreement to remove the campus encampment, described as luxurious in comparison to what people in Gaza are enduring. Student organizers reached an agreement with administrators to remove their campus encampment and to not disrupt UWM commencement activities. A proposed end to non-compete clauses could mean better wages for workers. UW-Madison management professor Martin Ganko says the Federal Trade Commission ruled those clauses stifle competition. Those clauses have been increasingly used in industries that don't need them, like food service and retail. Ganko says non-competes allow companies to lock employees in place without offering competitive wages. The rule is set to take effect in September, but there are already several lawsuits pending against it. An update on a decades-old cold case in Madison. After nearly 35 years, police have identified Chimney Doe skeletal remains that were found in the chimney of a music store on University Avenue in Madison back in September of 1989. The DNA Doe Project has determined the remains belong to Ronnie Joe Kirk, who was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1942 and was adopted. Kirk had been married and divorced twice and had children. Madison police say his family has been notified but has asked for privacy. Authorities are still trying to piece together why Kirk was in Madison. It's 62 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. The Richland Hospital has new board members. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting, 604-6396.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Need something for graduations, weddings, or cookouts? On sale, Full Cooks picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Smithfield small picnic hams, $1.29 a pound. Bachler's fully cooked brats, $4 a pound. Old Wisconsin natural case hot dogs, $7.75 a package. Ribs starting at $2.25. Be sure to check out our cheese cooler for the Pine River cheese spreads and our selection of cheese. Shop at ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays. Don't forget about the Bag Center. On sale, Sunfilm Gold, 30-inch bale wrap, $96. Bunker covers, egg bags, and net wrap also available. Call for pricing, and prices are subject to change.
It's partly sunny and 62 degrees in Richland Center at 1223. The Richland Hospital and Clinics welcomed three new members to its board of directors at its annual meeting April 22nd. Board members provide oversight of the strategic direction of the organization. Ed Lineweber, Karn Schaaf, and Ryan Bobel, all of Richland Center, will begin holding board responsibilities immediately. Board members typically serve a three-year term. With the arrival of the new members, three other board members will be stepping down: Tracy Peterson, John Poole, and Marilyn Reinhart. These members served on the organization's board for three terms. The incoming board members look forward to contributing to the organization's success and bring diverse experiences and deep familiarity with the community to their service. Ed Lineweber is a semi-retired lawyer and reserve judge who has lived in the community for 50 years. Ryan Bobel currently serves as the chief credit officer at Community First Bank. His wife is originally from the area, and the couple has been raising their children here for years. Karn Schaaf has served the community as a social worker for the last 33 years and has had extensive involvement with various civic organizations over those three decades. Among the board's top priorities in 2024 will be approving plans for facility renovations and updates at TRHC's current location. The group will also offer strategic oversight as the organization makes plans to ensure it remains competitive in a challenging healthcare market while delivering essential services to the community. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics will host the Healthy Hustle, a 1 mile and 5K run walk this evening as part of Healthcare Week. The stroller-friendly course will begin at the Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital, Bluff Street Terrace. Registration will begin at 5:30 with the race kicking off at 6. There is no fee to participate. There will also be health and wellness offerings and concessions available on the Bluff Street Terrace. There's a part for everyone in the Community Players upcoming production of The Music Man, a classic piece of musical theater in Americana. After being challenged to try his luck with the stiff-necked people of Iowa, Professor Harold Hill comes to River City and bewitches the whole town with his promise of a boys' band. Songs from the show include 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Tell There Was You. You are encouraged to audition for The Music Man tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. No experience is needed to try out for the show. Those who cannot make the audition dates for some reason can ask to audition remotely. Just email your request to communityplayerssWWI@gmail.com. Musicians are also needed for the band that will accompany the show. Anyone interested in playing in the band should contact Logan Willis at ltwillis16@gmail.com. Performances of Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's The Music Man will be held July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and again August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The Walk with Grace Committee invites everyone to its 21st annual Walk with Grace kickoff. This year's theme is Making Strides for a Cure. The evening will start with a free will offering pancake supper furnished by the Kiwanis Club. This year's ambassadors will be introduced to those in attendance. Teams are invited to pick up their team packets, luminaries, and calendar raffle tickets. Cost to register a team is $150, which will include up to 15 Tennessee Orange colored t-shirts. Team packets will include all the information teams need to know leading up to the walk, which will be held Friday, August 9th at Crosscup Park. The deadline to apply for a Wisconsin Emergency Management Grant for nonprofit organizations that may be at risk of a terrorist attack due to their ideology, beliefs, or mission is this Thursday. The Nonprofit Security Grant Program is a federal grant administered by Wisconsin Emergency Management that provides support for nonprofit organizations that are operating a facility in Wisconsin and meet certain criteria. Applicants must be able to demonstrate that their nonprofit organization is at risk. They must also be able to provide a written risk assessment that identifies security gaps within their organization, along with detailed information about the specific threats, the vulnerabilities that exist, and the potential consequences if action is not taken. Nonprofit organizations interested in applying can register for more information by contacting NSGP@widma.gov. A baseball-themed wine walk will be held in Richland Center Friday night from 5:30 to 11:30. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will host Take Me Out to the Wine Walk downtown. Participants are invited to stop by various businesses from 5:30 to 8:30. Christy Adsett is with the Greater Richland Area Chamber.
We have 22 stops, and we're going to be serving wine, some hard cider, and beer. So people will be able to choose between those three things to sample at the various stops. Every business, I mean, people dress up different and offer different snacks for you. They try to, a lot of places will have photo walls for you to do things. So they try to make it fun and entertaining. They'll have games, whatever, freebie stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
Following the wine walk, stay for a Grand Slam dance party featuring the local band Bald in the Royal Bank parking lot on Court Street.
We're going to close off Court Street between Central and Church, and they will be in the parking lot where the old music shop was by Royal Bank there. And so they're going to be set up in there playing, hopefully weather permitting. If not, we're going to move the band to the Phoenix Center, so I'm always plan B person, so we have plan B for that. And anybody can come to the dance on that. If you want to participate in the wine walk, though, you do have to buy a ticket to do that.
The Richland Center baseball team will have a hot dog and brat stand at the band concert. Tickets priced at $35 for the wine walk are available at Community First Bank, Creative Layers Hair and Nail Salon, and J.J. Walsh Jewelers, or online at rcchamber.org/winewalk. Designated driver tickets are also available for $6. Etzett says it will be a great time for all to enjoy.
It's just a nice opportunity. And like I said, if you don't want to drink, there's always that option. You can buy the designated driver ticket. You can still participate and, you know, walk around, check out all the businesses, get all the freebie stuff, whatever. But just you can do it that way, too.
A map of the stops is available online at rcchamber.org. It is recommended to purchase tickets in advance as they normally sell out. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified 13 nominees that are eligible for election to the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. 8 districts are up for election. Among them is Jessica Kelly of Rock Springs and Randy Roker of Loganville to represent District 20, which covers Richland and Sauk counties, and Jody Miller of Avoca to represent District 23, which covers Iowa and Lafayette counties. Elected producers will serve 3-year terms beginning July 1, 2024 and ending June 30, 2027. DATCAP will mail ballots to dairy producers. Producers who have not received a ballot by May 15th should request one by contacting DATCAP Market Orders staff at datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. Completed ballots must be signed and mailed to DATCAP Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911 Madison 53708, and postmarked on or before May 24th. For more information on this election information, visit wisconsindairy.org/elections. Wisconsinites are forecast to travel in near-record numbers for this year's Memorial Day weekend. AAA forecasts more than 816,000 Wisconsin residents will travel 50 miles or more. That's over 30,000 more holiday travelers than last year, and second only to the all-time high set in 2019. Nationally, AAA projects the second-highest traveled Memorial Day on record. Nearly 43.8 million Americans will journey 50 miles or more during the holiday travel period. That's 1.7 million more travelers than last year, a 4% increase, yet slightly behind 2005's records of 44 million. Wisconsin statewide gas prices average is currently tracking below prices from the same time last year, but average prices across the country, particularly outside of the Midwest, are tracking higher. Visit gasprices.aaa.com to view daily state and metro average prices. Drivers can use the free AAA mobile app to find the lowest gas prices in their area and get discounted pricing at the pump by participating in the Fuel Rewards program. Airports are bracing for a spike in travelers. AAA expects 3.51 million Americans to travel by air this holiday weekend, an increase of 4.8% over last year and 9% jump compared to 2019. This will be the most crowded Memorial Day weekend at airports since 2005, when 3.64 million flew for the holiday as the travel industry finally rebounded post 9/11. This Memorial Day weekend, air ticket prices are comparable to last year. According to AAA booking data, the average price for a round-trip domestic flight will cost $778. That's 2% more than last year's holiday weekend. International flights are 4% more expensive, averaging $1,485 for a round-trip ticket. Several factors play into how much travelers pay for airfare, including destination, number of stops, and fare class. For example, passengers who book nonstop flights with seat selection and carry-on bags included will likely pay more than those who select basic economy with a layover. Nearly 2 million people are expected to travel by other modes of transportation, including buses, cruises, and trains. AAA projects 1.9 million people will take these other modes of transportation, an increase of 5.6% compared to last year. In reviewing all hotel bookings with AAA, domestic hotels are 5% cheaper this Memorial Day weekend compared to last. The total average cost per stay, which can be multiple nights, is $500. International hotels are about the same as last year. The average cost per stay is $660. It's 62 degrees in Richland Center at 12:35. Today's vital statistics are next.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's 62 degrees in Richland Center, 24 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, May 14th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jacob Carl Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, May 22nd at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Wednesday, May 22nd from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with arrangements. Jake Linscheid is survived by his wife, Beth, two children, Kelly and Dale Manning of Plymouth, and Jay and Stacy Linscheid of Reedsburg. Four grandchildren, a brother, Jerry Linscheid of Richland Center, a sister, Susan and Gordon Kremer of Cassville, two sisters-in-law, Mary and John Franklin of Monona and Nancy Powell of Monona, a brother-in-law, Terry and Chris Powell of Des Moines, Iowa, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Jacob Carl, Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The ball Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Kent and Jane Ewing, Jerry and Joan Gerlitz, Dale and Angie Wallace, Jeff and Brenda Gotch, Jim and Suki Wakandonk, and Norbert and Nakara Durst. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, kind of a cool day across southern Wisconsin thanks to the heavy cloud cover north of a low pressure area swirling down through southern Illinois right now. Most of the light rain with that running through eastern Iowa over to northern Illinois, just grazing areas toward Beloit. Off to the east of Madison toward Milwaukee, a couple of sprinkles, and that's about where it should stay for the afternoon and then gradually shift away. We should have high pressure work in and bring us quite a bit of sunshine tomorrow before the next front rolls in from the northwest late tomorrow night and Thursday, with a good chance of widely scattered showers in the region on Thursday. Certainly does not look like anything too heavy, but a tenth or two-tenths of an inch of rain are possible. As we get into then Friday, more pleasant weather with sunshine and mild conditions. We'll have the warmest weather probably on Saturday before a cold front slides through the area as we head into Saturday night into early Sunday. That could spark a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. We are expecting more sun in the north and northwest part of the area. A touch breezy with highs from the upper 60s north and northwest to the low 60s in the southeast corner of the region. Wind out of the east-northeast 10 to 15. Mostly clear and cool tonight, falling back to 42. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy and warmer, high 71, with an east-southeast wind between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with a slight chance of a shower coming up very late Wednesday night, low 49 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high 70. Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the mid-70s. Saturday, partly cloudy and balmy, low 53, high 78. Small chance of a shower late Saturday night. Sunday, an isolated shower around daybreak, otherwise partly sunny. Low in the mid-50s, high in the mid-70s. Monday, partly cloudy, high 76, maybe a shower at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a hazy sunshine and 63 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 72, our low this morning, 52. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 63. The record high for this date was set in 2013 at 90. The record low, 31, was set in 1960. Last year's high was 65 with a low of 50. Sunset tonight will be at 8:18, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:38. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 2 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.85 and no precipitation to report. With hazy sunshine, it's 63 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The Purdue Ag Economy Barometer took a beating last month. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
America's farmers, or at least the ones surveyed in April for the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, are a bit pessimistic about the economy. Purdue Ag economist Jim Mintert says the barometer includes current conditions and future expectations, both of which dropped significantly from the month before.
Producers are increasingly showing concerns about their financial situation as they look at what's taking place here in 2024. And I think a lot of that obviously is related to the weakness we've seen in crop prices.
One potentially positive sign, says Mintert.
We're still getting more people saying that they expect to see farmland values rise over the next 12 months than expect to see it fall, which is why the index is still positive in the sense that it's above 100, but clearly less optimism than what we saw before.
Mintert says the survey also noted growing interest in leasing farmland for solar.
Although our survey isn't large enough to really discern this, we suspect that those higher lease rates are probably in areas where farmland lease rates are higher, for example, in the Corn Belt, and then obviously in some areas where the demand for solar energy, for whatever reason, is higher than in some other locales.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
More layoffs at John Deere. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. John Deere has announced another round of layoffs, this time at its Moline facility. The company is cutting 34 workers from the Moline Cylinder Works, effective the end of May. A statement from John Deere says the size of its workforce needs to be balanced with the amount of production. This is the third round of layoffs for the company this year. A crop specialist says planting progress has slowed across parts of the Corn Belt.
There's growers that have had their corn in the ground since May 1st, and there's a lot of growers that still have everything in the bag.
Mark Christensen with Helena says some states are near or below the five-year average pace.
Western Iowa, Western Missouri, 60 to 70% done on corn now, and maybe 30 on beans.
He tells Brownfield the heavier than expected rains this month have created some concerns about nitrogen and sulfur loss, but he says the rains have helped improve the drought situation from the past 3 years. An agronomist says it's too early to switch to earlier maturity seed varieties. Scott Roundtree with Pioneer in Wisconsin tells Brownfield, university research shows farmers should stick with their chosen hybrids through at least the 25th of May.
Often we don't want to switch to earlier season varieties until we get to at least that point, the 25th of May with corn. And then soybeans, we can actually plant our standard maturities all the way through the first week of June.
Roundtree says several farmers have not put a seed in the ground yet because of the wet weather delays. He says several farmers who haven't started planting have asked him about switching varieties since there's more rain in the forecast. Heavy rains in the first 2 weeks of May could result in some replanting. Central Iowa corn and soybean grower Corey Hillebo says he feels like he's in a good spot as planting winds down.
But a lot of ponds out there. So I've already been on the phone getting some replant seed coming. We know that there's going to be replant.
He's anticipating around 5% of his acres will need to be replanted. Brazil's equivalent of the USDA increased its expectations for soybean and corn production slightly. The soybean crop now seen at 147.7 million tons. Combined corn crop, 111.6 million tons, both below USDA's most recent projections. The USDA reports a sale of 405,000 tons of corn to Mexico, 135,000 tons this marketing year, 270,000 tons next marketing year. Mexico is the biggest buyer of U.S. corn, mostly yellow corn, for livestock feed usage. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Farming can be stressful at times. Resources are available for those struggling. It's important to break the stigma around mental health challenges and encourage those struggling to seek professional help. The American Soybean Association supports Rural Minds, a leading nonprofit focused on improving mental health in rural communities. ASA and the United Soybean Board are dedicated to efforts that aid farmers in getting the tools they need for managing stress. Visit soygrowers.com, ruralminds.org, or search hashtag soyhelp.
Burnham Lumber Company salutes beef farmers during May Beef Month with big savings. Save 6% on all Microfont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers and accessories. Plus, get an additional $40 to $110 back in rebates on each qualifying Mirafont waterer purchased. May is also a great time to save on treated bunks. During May Beef Month, take $25 off any treated feed bunk or treated silage bunk, and take $15 off any treated calf bunk. Contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today and save during May Beef Month.
A slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a sluggish start. Show lists this week are higher across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices still haven't surfaced. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until at least midweek or later. Box beef is sharply higher at midday on heavy demand for solid offerings. Choice up $4.65 at $3.0360. Select is $5.72 higher at $2.92.90. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers sold from $5 lower to $12 higher. Feeder heifers were steady to $8 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate with good demand. Receipts were up on the week and the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 501 to 548 pounds, brought $307 to $347. Feeder steers, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $270 to $299. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 501 to 541 pounds, brought $270 to $302. And feeder heifer, 755 to 787 pounds, brought $222 to $233. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were very few negotiated purchases. The cash hog market will likely pick up as the day progresses. Processors have needed to be more aggressive in their procurement efforts to move needed numbers. Demand has been a bright spot overall for the industry, both on the global market and domestically, which has seen a boost with summer grilling season just around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady in Dorchester, Wisconsin at $50. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $35 to $47. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. Boars range from $18 to $28. and 8 to $15. Pork values were higher at midday, up 33 cents at 102.77. Picnics, bellies, ribs, hams, and loins were all higher, butts were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling. Beans are following bean oil, which was not included on the U.S. tariff list against China, as some were expecting. And there is the probability, really, of a retaliation by Beijing on U.S. soybean imports. U.S. planting remains ahead of average, but has fallen behind the year-ago pace. July's down 7.25 at 12.12 1/4. August is 7.5 lower at 12.16. July bean meal's up $5.40 at $371.90. July soybean oil's down 176 points at $43.39. Corn's modestly lower, watching U.S. planting activity, which is slower than last year, but faster than average, with more delays expected in some areas this week. Mexico did by 405,000 tons of mostly new crop this morning. July's down 4.5 at 468. September's 3.5 lower at 478 1/4. And wheat's lower, spring wheat planting's ahead of average, and the winter wheat condition rating held on the week. U.S. and world weather concerns are largely taking a back seat this session. July Chicago's down 13 at 674. July Kansas City's 16 lower at 684. July Minneapolis is down 3 at 735 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are sharply higher, with box beef up sharply at midday, waiting for this week's direct business. June live's 285 higher at 178.45. August is up 292 at 176.32. August feeders are 456, now 67 higher at 256.02. And hogs are supported by pork demand expectations. Pork was firm at midday today. June lean's $1.07 higher at 98.55, and July's up 115 at 101.20. Crude oil's down. The dollar index is lower. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with Timsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last week was a smaller but good sale. Large square stopped at $260 a ton and large round stopped at $175 a ton. Go 608-642-2802 for more info. Case IH 310 Magnum, Ford 5000, boats, lawnmowers, trucks, cars, 2018 Case IH large square baler, hay equipment, and much more. Online only auction ending May 15th at 6 p.m. Larry Watchhorn online only ending May 15th at 5 p.m. Go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Medicine. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Eating a more well-rounded and balanced diet can improve our health. Dr. Ashley Johnson, Director of Food Policy for the National Pork Producers Council, says food can really act as medicine.
You can see somebody's health completely drastically change
by what they're putting in their bodies. And a great story is pork. You know, pork has a lot of, you know, lean cuts and is incredibly nutritious when it comes to protein and you know, how we nourish our body. And so what's also great with that, it's also affordable. I think a big challenge sometimes is that eating quote unquote healthy or something like that is also sometimes more costly. And pork needs to be really highlighted because it can kind of fit both of those roles. It fits the healthy